Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is September 13, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Coinbase expands easy bank transfers to the Netherlands. Coinbase has announced the expansion of its easy bank transfers to the Netherlands, making open banking payments available to Dutch customers. Bright Payments powers instant A2A payments for Auctionet. Sweden-based fintech Bright Payments has announced a partnership with digital auction platform Auctionet to provide its users with instant account-to-account, A2A, payments. Perfios raises US$229 million in a Series D funding round. India-based fintech Perfios has raised US$229 million in a Series D funding round to continue its global expansion in the US and Europe. Mibanco and Belvo join forces to transform access to credit in Colombia. Colombia-based microfinance bank Mibanco has partnered with Belvo, an open finance data and payments platform, to help more Colombians receive credit through open finance. ACI Worldwide launches digital central infrastructure solution. Real-time payments software provider ACI Worldwide has launched its digital central infrastructure, a single ISO 20022 native solution that bundles digital overlay services with ACI central infrastructure. Vero Bank extends partnership with Temenos. US-based Vero Bank has extended its partnership with Temenos Banking Cloud to meet business needs and support regulatory requirements. Vanuatu launches Vanclia, a new national payment system. Vanuatu has adopted Vanclia, a new national digital payment platform to strengthen its digital economy and promote financial inclusion. CSG Forte launches new payment solution. US-based CSG Forte has launched CSG Forte Engage, a new multi-channel, no-code payment solution. Corpay launches Payments GPS for live payment tracking. US-based business payments provider Corpay has launched Payments GPS, a new offering that allows the live tracking of payments. PayPal expands partnership with Uber. US-based financial technology company PayPal has expanded its multi-year collaboration with Uber, acting as its strategic partner for its worldwide expansion and scalability. NEXI Group and Bank Accept extend partnership. NETS, part of NEXI Group, a Europe-based paytech, has signed a 7-year extension with Bank ID Bank Accept as related to Bank Accept, the Norwegian domestic scheme. Marigold & Company partners with Sardine and Incode. US-based Marigold & Company has partnered with fraud prevention and compliance software company Sardine and its partner Incode. BitPay rolls out PayPal USD payments for merchants and consumers. US-based provider of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency payment services BitPay has rolled out PayPal USD payments for merchants and consumers. Fireblocks launches a non-custodial wallet service. US-based cryptocurrency custody company Fireblocks has launched a non-custodial wallet service that aims to improve user access to DeFi. Caliza launches in Brazil to help banks and fintechs provide access to US economy. Caliza, a startup offering banks and fintechs an API that lets their customers save and transact in US dollars, has launched in Brazil with $5.3 million in seed funding. Swift begins beta tests of CBDC connector. Interbank Cooperative SWIFT is working with 3 central banks and 30 financial institutions on beta tests of an experimental method for interlinking central bank digital currencies with existing fiat infrastructures. Visa launches global cross-border money movement package. Visa has leveraged its acquisition of CurrencyCloud to launch a new global cross-border money movement service for banks, fintechs, FX brokers, corporates, and other payment institutions. French embedded finance platform Swan raises $37 million. French banking-as-a-service platform Swan has secured a $37 million equity raise in a funding round led by Lakestar. MasterCard's Sonia Gielen appointed Chief Commercial Officer at ConfirmaPay. Global virtual payments provider ConfirmaPay has appointed Sonia Gielen, formerly of MasterCard, as its new Chief Commercial Officer. AFSOL hires FIME to support Nexo standards compliance. FIME has been selected by AFSOL, a leading payment software provider, as a strategic partner to drive its digitalization of payments. Flutterwave hires 85% of its 200 graduate trainees as full-time employees. Flutterwave, Africa's leading payments technology company, today announced that it has hired nearly 85% of its 200 graduate trainees, GTs, after the end of the inaugural GT program. Six unveils automated corporate actions calendar. Six, the global financial information provider, has today launched a fully automated corporate action calendar, allowing clients to reliably and cost-effectively track and process upcoming corporate action events. SEC charges Virtue over alleged failure to safeguard institutional customers' trade. The Securities and Exchange Commission today filed charges against broker-dealer Virtue Americas LLC and its parent company, Virtue Financial Inc., collectively, Virtue, for making materially false and misleading statements and omissions regarding information barriers to prevent the misuse of sensitive customer information. Broadridge takes communications cloud platform global. To better serve investors around the world with a new enriched investor communications and governance solution experience, global fintech leader Broadridge Financial Solutions, Inc., NYSE, BR, today announced the international launch of its next-gen digital communications platform, the Broadridge Communications Cloud SM. Blockchain platform Swiat enlists support of financial technology vendors. Swiat GmbH, Swiat, a fintech specializing in the development of blockchain software for an open, decentralized financial market infrastructure, has enlisted IT service providers Adesso, GFT Technologies and Think Tank Business Solutions as well as management and technology consultancy Soprasteria as validators for the Swiat ecosystem. TS Imagine bolsters regulatory compliance with eFlow. TS Imagine, a leading global cross-asset provider of trading, portfolio, and risk management solutions for financial services organizations, is excited to unveil a strategic partnership with eFlow, a prominent provider of regulatory compliance solutions for the industry. Disrupting the disruption. Where banking is heading next. The first wave of banking as a service, BaaS, interrupted the financial services supply chain by disrupting the last-mile delivery of financial products. Just partners with Forder. Israel-based Just has joined Forder's partner program to automate and streamline chargeback management within a single platform. Deloitte enters a strategic alliance with Bitwave. UK-based fraud and financial crime advisory services company Deloitte has partnered with digital asset finance platform Bitwave. Episode 6 launches Business Now, Pay Later. Episode 6, E6, a leading global provider of enterprise-grade payment processing and ledger infrastructure, today announced the launch of BusinessNow, Pay Later. Just joins Forter's partner program. Just, a trailblazer in smart chargeback automation, today announced it has joined Forter's partner program to help automate and streamline chargeback management at scale within a single platform. Intuit introduces subscription-free QuickBooks Money. Intuit, NASDAQ. Intu, the global technology platform that makes Intuit, QuickBooks, TurboTax, Credit Karma, and MailChimp, today unveiled QuickBooks Money, a new all-in-one payments and banking solution with no monthly fees or minimum balance requirements that gives small businesses complete control of their money from anywhere. ABN AMRO registers digital green bond on blockchain. ABN AMRO has become the first Dutch bank to register a digital green bond on a public blockchain. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.